Total Wine & More announces points with a purpose. Now through September 13th, collect 5x points on wines and spirits. Points earned equals a matching donation to local charities. Up to $2 million in total. Shop with us today or visit TotalWine.com. Terms and conditions apply. Total Wine & More announces points with a purpose. Now through September 13th, collect 5x points on wines and spirits. Points earned equals a matching donation to local charities. Up to $2 million in total. Shop with us today or visit TotalWine.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh Lord, Jesse made another one.
Huh? Packing the mail, it's gone. She like I smell cologne. Yeah. I just signed a deal, I'm on. Yeah, yeah. I go where I want, good. Good. Play if you want, let's do it. Huh. I'm a young CEO, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first nigga play, I'ma body a nigga. I just check my balance, I probably pull up to your hood and come buy me a nigga.
No cap.
You know that your hoe told you that nigga crazy. Don't think that she lied to you, nigga.
Bitch.
Get caught with your hoe and I'm popping them both. Now they hot just like Bobby and Whitney. You say I'm the GOAT, act like I don't know. But fuck it, I'm obviously winning. Don't make me go hit the bank and take out 100 to show you our pockets is different. I'm out with your bitch and I only want knowledge. She got a little mileage, I'm chilling. You disrespect me and I beat your ass up all in front of your partners and children. I'm the type to let nigga think that I'm broke until I pop out with a million. And take 20K and put that on your head and make one of your partners come kill you.
Yeah.
Say fucking with me, then he gotta grow up. Cause this nigga gotta be
kid.
This shit can't fit in my pocket. I got it. Like I hit the lottery, nigga. I slap the shit out of nigga. No talking. I don't like to argue with nigga.
It's your boy.
But all of your bitches, they following me. And that little nigga ain't gonna shoot shit with that gun. He just pull it out in his picture, bitch.
What the hell is going on?
Like I smell cologne. Yeah, he got the deal.
Hey!
Go where I want. Good.
Let me get the cannon.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Hey, man. They said. Hey, they said, man, an idle mind is the devil's playground. I'm bored as fuck right now. And I'm talking about the art of not giving a fuck.
Her boyfriend be hating and calling a groupie just cause she like all my music. She just sent me a text and to delete the message. She trying to find out it's confusing. I don't know what these niggas thinking about. Use the brain on your head for you lose. I pull up at the school. And
anyways, man, it's your boy Triple BLACK, aka the number one stunner, aka the boss, aka three black hearses. It's murder. Y'all, we ran all over. Hey, we running, man. Hey, we busting shots, man. Anyways, man, rest in peace, Roger, man. Hey, Fresh Cook, man, rest in peace, man. Y'all did it big last night, man. I told people, man, when I go, I'm going in style just like that. In the second line, I was all right, man, until they got the second line. And the African spirit got in me. The warrior spirit got in me. And I just didn't give a fuck anymore. Shout out to the fucking hood, man. Hey, now I know I'm not, why I'm not in that environment, man. I'm a little older, and I'm just a loose cannon, man. Untamed gorilla. Anyways, man, call into the show, man. 407-205-9662. Hey, come on, man. Let's go in, man. Anyways, man, I'm having fun, man. Last night, I probably went a little hard last night, but it's all right. I'm don't be around there anymore, so, you know, I'll probably get a couple, you know, side eyes, you know, from people or whatever, but, hey, it's all a good fun, man. Hey, the art of not giving a fuck. And the reason I named that, it was in honor of Roger, you know, sorry about the cussing, but, One of the things that I've noticed most about him is he kind of lived life on his own terms. You know what I'm saying? Always having fun, from what I saw. You know, you never know a person's whole life until you are that person. So it is what it is. But anyways, man, last night, man, you know, I went out. And shout out to all the people, man. People from out of town, people that's local. Man, it was so great to see that whole thing. And one of the things the OG, Jay Buck, said, man, shout out to Jay Buck, man. Come on, man. Yeah, that's an OG right there, man. You already know, man. Shout out to him. But anyways, one of these said, man, it's like, it's sad that our communities only come together in instances where it's death, where somebody has to die. And that's really sad. We should embrace each other and have those type of times, good times with no drama and just all in good and fun all the time. That should be a regular thing, you know, because it helps the community become closer, you know. And it is very telling, man, because when people are, you know, together, like for instance, one of the things that when you have a community that's really close knit, you know, when people can be around each other and talk, you know, play cards and, you know, listen to music, a lot of times there's an understanding, you know, and I talked about this before. A lot of time people have beef with each other for no damn reason. And the only reason they have beef is hearsay. She said this and blah, 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 you know, all this type of stuff. And a lot of times when they sit down and have a conversation, cards, break bread, each other, it really ain't nothing. It wasn't a problem, really. And that's what I really noticed, man. And I wish that what we saw last night would be something that we see all the time. And unfortunately, sometimes it ain't. You know, people really have to die for us to celebrate. And that's very unfortunate. But you know what? Last night was a great celebration. The night before was a great celebration. And you can just tell the impact that he had just in the celebration, man. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was having a good time. I didn't even see no tussle. I didn't even see no hard looks. I didn't even see anything. You know, crazy, man. Hey, bust a shot to the hood, man. Shout out to Block, man. Shout out to Maurice, man. Shout out to the whole, you know, 14th, 13th, Jasmine K, Golden Gate, everywhere. Fort Myers is in that bitch, man. Hey, shout out to everybody, man. Boy, 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 man. We in the building, man. We in the building, man. Hey, the number is 407-205-9662. I don't even know, man. We were supposed to have Nicole call in, but I don't know. She might have got a little scared. What you scared of, Nicole, man? Let's go! Hey, look at it. Hey, but anyways, man. One of the things, man, I understand why I don't hang out too much anymore, man. Because I have a very, very low tolerance level for any type of, I don't know. Let's just say, I try to to kind of tone down myself. And one of the things is I don't really know people's business. I don't know hood politics. I don't know any of that stuff anymore, man. So anything I don't like, you know, just like I play that song, I go what I want, I say what I want. You know what? I ain't scared. Anytime I feel like, you know, something, you know, was said, you know, whatever, I actually don't shut my mouth. I have trouble. I mean, I have big time trouble, you know, just letting stuff slide, you know. It's not like I'm a tough guy, you know, because I can sit down and talk to people, but the thing, what I really, really, really noticed, you know, especially in our communities, is the young dudes run the yard. The young dudes run the yard. And like, sometimes I'm like, where the OGs at? Because when I was young, I would never come at an OG sideways. Never. You know what? I would run off.
Ran off on the floor twice.
I would stand down to an OG. But a lot of these young dudes, they just don't see it that way. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta stand down to an OG, man. And I'm not no OG. I just think there should be some type of pecking order. Even the females got batteries in their back, man. Where they do that at? Hey, come on, man. Hey, boy. I thought the Cole was going to go in. She's, you know, she has the art of not giving a fuck either. But anyways, man, it was just a noticeable thing sometimes, man. You know, the young guys run the yard, man. They run the yard. They run the yard. I mean, I remember Fort Myers, man. They run the yard. They run the yard. Young guys definitely run the yard, man. But I think our communities will be a little bit better if the OGs start running the yard again. Because you got to think about it, man. A lot of the OGs have a lot of experience in this world. You know, they've had a lot of trials and tribulations, so they know how to handle themselves. And when you have people that's really never had any trials and tribulations running the yard, I mean, it's just, it goes amok. It just goes amok. People don't respect people. You know what I'm saying? People, you know, cuss in front of elders. What do they do that? You know what I'm saying? People, like, you know what I'm saying? You have like a 14-year-old, 15-year-old boy pull out a blunt, smoke it in front of grown people, and grown people just kind of just, hey, all right, go ahead, dude. Hey, I'm busting a couple shots, man, because come on, man. You know, and you just have, you know, type of stuff, man. I guess as having a son, and being a father, and being in corporate America, you know, I think there some people should use tact. I don't always use tact, but I'm a hypocrite. Anyways, man, where the callers at? Oh, we ain't got no listeners right now, but it's all right, man. But I'm going in, man. Dog, I'm just so bored, man. I was like, man, let me get on here to this podcast, man. Give a send off to Roger, man. And I'm hoping to get some calls, but looks like Nicole's scared. Yeah, you scared? Scared now. Boy, hey man, I should be in Miami right now, man, but nobody's picking up the phone, so I don't know what the hell's going on, man. But hey, again, football season is coming in, man, and boy, I cannot wait. Actually, we got football tonight. I think we got football tonight. It's the Hall of Fame game. Yeah. So where are we? We're good. Anyways, man. If I don't call in the next 15 minutes, I'm taking off. The art of not giving a fuck. But we hanged and banged last night, and I looked at the clock, man, it was 5 a.m. I'm like, oh, man, why they passed the bottle around? He got your boy. Boy, man. And shout out to the ladies last night, man. It was some great looking ladies, man. I thoroughly enjoyed the eye candy out there. Jesus. Listen, boy. Hey, you know what? Be like, hey, you know, some of my homies be like, come on, hang out, man. Come hang out. Come on, man. Hey, man. But I'd be like, nah, you know how hard I go. I either go hard or I go home. Hey, boy. Anyways, man, I saw some of the Hall of Fame speeches. Well, I heard on the radio. I don't watch TV anymore. Man, they were going in on Ty Law. One commentator said Ty Law speech was like a D. Boy, if you go ahead and Google Ty Law, boy, Ty Law's speech, they were going in on him hard. I'm talking about hard, man. Ty Law. Y'all got to check that out, man. But I don't even know who's playing tonight. I think, let me find out. But people were... One of the things that they also said was the speeches were freaking long. Really, really, really long with a lot of awkward pauses. And I gotta check out Ty Law's speech. Oh boy. Hey man. But anyways, man, it looks like I don't got no caller, so I'm just going to go. Because it's kind of boring. What's so we do got a caller probably. Anything, man. You know, Nicole, you already know. Anything, man. Just call the number. Let's see if we get it a call. It's always interesting to talk to Nicole, man. You know, she was like, hey, man, I tell you what, man. One person that I saw last night that brought a big, big smile to my face was, I'm not going to say her name on that, but she was like my second mom. She was upstairs, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, close friends, that was their mom. And she was really close to my mom. My mom, you know, lived under her. And then when we lived, they lived across. And that was kind of like my mom's sanctuary. Whenever she wanted to get some stuff off her chest, she would go right over there to hang out with D. Man, that was beautiful seeing her, man. I love her, bro. Hey, you know what? You know what's so great about her? I remember we were going, me and my homies going school shopping, right? We were going school shopping, and you know, she had, you know, a whole bunch of school clothes to buy for people, and you know, all her, you know, her sons and, you know, family members she was taking care of. You know what? She was like, you know what? We can't leave Johnson out of it. We got to get him an outfit too. I was like, man, you know, I'll never forget that, man. Hey, man, shout out to her, man. Shout out to Bishop, man. Shout out to McCree, man. I got to run those guys down, man. Hey, shout out to Short Dog, man. Shout out to Musclehead, man. I saw Short Dog last night, man. Shout out to him, man. Hey, you feel me, man? Hey, we're going in. But I thought Nicole was going to call in, man, but she got scared. Let's give her a minute, man. So just call the number. I have no idea. Just call the number? Yeah. Yeah, call. I'll give her about 5 minutes. But let's see. Alright. Let's see. But anyways, man, I don't know where everybody's at, bro. I was just like trying to figure out what's going on, man. Oh boy, man. My family's Louisiana right now. Hey, make sure, man. Booze. Hey, I told your daddy to put you on the club. Put you on the club. That's my nephew, man. And this guy barely calls me, man. Every once in a while, he's like, hey, what's up, Unc? But no, he has a, you know, a new kid now. And, you know, I can understand. You know, I think I have her phone number. I'm going to call her on... man, I gotta get this, man. I'm calling you, Nicole. Let's see, man, if she picks up. Boy. Oh boy, look at this. Let's see if she picks up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
But anyways, man, everything's solid, man. I gotta, you know, get back focused, man. I can't be hanging out anymore, man. You know what? It's not my grind. I don't know politics that much anymore. I don't know hood politics. So, you know, I don't want to get myself in trouble anymore, man. You already know what it is, man. holla at your boy.
Advancements in the medical field are giving nurses faster, more effective results than ever before. They should expect the same from their education, too. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format allows you to set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move faster through your program. So the faster you move, the more money you save. When you're ready, we'll be here. Visit capella.edu for a trial course at no cost to you. Capella University. Don't just learn, learn smarter.
I'm enrolling in Medicare soon, and it had me a little confused. Then I found MyHealthPolicy.com. With MyHealthPolicy.com, I could go online and compare Medicare Advantage plans from some top-rated national insurers, including $0 monthly premium plans. I could learn about plans in my area and talk with a licensed insurance agent if needed. MyHealthPolicy.com has made doing my research a whole lot easier.
My choice. My Medicare. MyHealthPolicy.com.